This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He will join us again at 11:20. We'll talk to him. He's from the Browns Radio Network. But, man, he had a busy weekend last week, called that Ohio State-Michigan State game. And then, boom, turned right around and called the Browns game. So, got to give him something better to talk about, though. That's the thing. So, we'll talk to him coming up in a little bit. Plus, Sal Palantoni. I'm looking forward to that. At 12:20, we've been talking about a number of things. Davante Adams, you know, wanting out in Las Vegas. Amari Cooper. And I guess I could just ask the basic question: would you trade him, and when? I think the when part of it is super important when you look at what the Browns are doing right now. Because if you do trade him, does that mean you're throwing up the white flag on the season? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. And then we also, Jeff, I just want to touch on this real quick, talking about the last caller who was talking about the injuries, and it just feels like the Browns are the team that have the most injuries in the league. But that's just...
It was our buddy Roman in Canton.
Yeah, and so... but it just, if you look at the list, and I, you know, again, they'll put anyone on the list that might even have a paper cut.
Those hurt.
But they're nasty sometimes.
Absolutely. You don't want to get them infected.
I'm just like, Tampa Bay last week had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They had like 15 guys that were questionable going into last week's game. Now, how many are out?
Why? Bad strength and training staffs.
Oh, that's what it is. Always blame strength and conditioning. Ray is in Chardon. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello, good, Ray.
What do you got?
No, I hate saying it because I was a Jack Conklin fan before he came here. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I feel like he has just taken up a roster spot. Like, when was the last time? How many games in a Browns uniform has he actually played for us? I feel like he's been injured for 3 years now. They keep saying Jack Conklin's a starting right tackle. I haven't seen him on the field since he showed up here.
How many games has
How many games has he played?
He's played 94 in his career for the Browns. What do we got? He started in 2022. He started 14 games, and then when he Tennessee in 19, so he missed 21. He's 16-16. So when he plays, he plays. So
he's had some major injuries.
37. He's played 37 games for the Browns in 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm mistaken. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
No worries. Thanks, Ray.
Guys have these major things. Nick Chubb can't play last year.
Is anybody mad?
Nick got hurt. He was seriously hurt. Jack Conklin, we saw the knee injury last year, did we not?
Yes.
You're not going to get back on a football field with that. Does that mean that, you know, oh, my hip hurts, I can't play this week? Nope, that's not what that means. That means his knee was destroyed. You don't play football with destroyed knees. So can we quit questioning these guys' toughness? I mean, Nick Chubb's tough. Nobody's questioning Nick. Well, why question Jack? He had the same kind of an injury. His knee was destroyed.
I can't argue with anything you just said. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let me go back to that original question. I think it's pretty simple. Would you trade Amari Cooper? My answer is no. Now, if you get close to the trade deadline and you're stuck on one win and he's sitting here without a contract for next year, maybe you do everybody a favor, including him, and give him a chance to go play on a team that might be able to make the playoffs at that point.
My answer is absolutely I would trade Amari Cooper. Only if you get to the trade deadline and you have like two wins or three wins. If you're 4-5, I'm not trading him. 4-5, you can get into the playoffs. Run off some wins in a row, you can make the playoffs. If you're 2-7, by all means, I'm trading him at the trade deadline. Why? Because it's not about Amari. It's about build your team for next year. And if you could trade him to a team that could use him and give you even a fifth-round pick.
Again, I think it depends. Like, do you think he – if they traded him now at 1-3, what is his value? If you trade him at the trade deadline, I can't remember how many games we said that was, but
– Nine.
Nine. So if you're 1-8, what is his trade value? Unless you get two teams that are both bidding on him.
His trade value is going to be like a fifth-round pick.
No matter what? No matter if it's now or then?
Now it's probably a little bit more.
I would think so,
well,
too.
I'm not trading him. You're 1-3. Teams can make the playoffs at 1-3. We know the numbers aren't good. We mentioned those yesterday. I think it's, what, 5% of teams that have been 1-3 make the playoffs. Under different schedule formats, certainly. But, look, if your confidence in the Browns is absolutely shot after four games because they're 1-3 with an offensive line that's in shreds, well, then you weren't very confident in them in the first place. And I think they can bounce back if they get better offensive line play and if their defense can tackle the running game. We got to remember, that's not worked very well either. You know, the just have to tackle better on defense. Clearly some issues going on here, but if you happen to go on the road and win this week in Washington and the following week in Philadelphia and the Eagles don't look like world beaters, you're 3-3. Okay? That happens. Everything, it's a different world. You go on the road the next 2 weeks and you lose twice and you're 1-5. Well, we'll see changes and we'll see them fast. I think we'll see trades. I think it would be stunning, but we could even see bigger shakeups than that. You know what I mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. I know what you're saying. There is one thing that gives me hope and a little bit of faith, and that goes back to the fact that Deshaun Watson's been here before. Now, he didn't have the same injury before, but I don't know why, but I keep going back and looking at that 2018 team from Houston that started off the season 0-3, and that they came back and ended up making the playoffs. That team easily could have been 0-5 to start the season. They lost three in a row and then won their next two games in overtime to get back, to crawl back up to 2-3. So there's a little bit of history there, and it does give me a little bit of confidence that Deshaun knows how to, I don't know, steer the boat through a real bad storm. Because he's seen that. He's been here before. He's done that. And, you know, I wish he would have played more games along the way? Yeah, I do. But, and he also did have, you know, hit some pretty good guys on that team. You know, there's a point to there, to that season, to that 2018 Houston Texans season, that gives me a little bit of confidence that maybe he can get things rolling. Because he's been here, he's done this, and maybe he knows when not to panic. I mean, that team rattled off 1, 2, 3. Man, I feel like I'm doing a lot of counting today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They rattled off 10 wins in a row after starting the season 0-3.
That's well.
Is that right? 10 wins? What'd they end up with that season? That 9 wins in a row. They were 11-5 with Bill O'Brien that year. And so I think your history sometimes says some things.
You see a team every year in the NFL, Andy, that has a lousy start, puts it together, and ends up making the playoffs. It seems to happen every year. Now, 1-3, that's, you know, who knows. But, you know, teams at 2-4, whatever, get it together and just put it together. We'll see if the Browns can be that kind of a team because, obviously, they've had a lousy start. Let's not sugarcoat that. Mm-hmm. Even with the injuries, it's a lousy start. You know, I think they should have won the Raider game. They should have won the Giant game.
Yes.
I think they should be 3-1 right now. Cowboys, I get it. You didn't play very well. And the Cowboys, though they haven't looked like world beaters since, did that day. They played really well. I think the team should be 3-1. The fact that they're not, well, that's an issue. That's a problem. And that's on the coaches. It's on the player. It's on everybody there. They were lousy the last 2 weeks. Against teams that I thought they should have beat, but they didn't. So now they've got to figure it out.
I hate to look ahead, but do you think the easier part of the schedule is going to be the AFC North games?
Nope. Absolutely not. I mean, Andy, the two most winnable games on their schedule, three, I think, at least if you're looking for a stretch where it's like, okay, that looks good, that looks good, that looks good. It's the last 3 weeks, and they went 1-2. You know, as it's turned out, Jacksonville's not doing very well. The Giants, eh. The Raiders are 2-2, but still. I mean, didn't you think they should have beaten the Raiders?
Yes.
With the worst run offense in the NFL?
Yes.
And they gained over 150 yards against the Browns?
It's hard to look at them and look at the Giants are 1-3, and now we know where they're 1. I hate looking at that. And now you got the Commanders who are 3-1. That's who you're playing this week. It's still weird.
And Jaden Daniels is lighting it up.
And he looks fantastic. We haven't really talked about this, and I'll just touch on it for 1 second here, too, that you look at the AFC North, and it still doesn't look like are the Steelers really a 3-1 team right now? Are they really the best team?
I think the division is sitting there waiting to be won by somebody. Right now, I think that somebody's Baltimore.
At 2-2.
Yeah.
And the Bengals picked up their first win. So I look at this and I'm like, the AFC North also gives me hope. I'm looking at trying to give myself hope, and I was so frustrated on Sunday, I didn't think I'd be able to see any of that by now. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm just trying to figure out paths and patterns and things that the Browns, you know, can give you a little bit of reason to believe. And knowing that it's a long season, you know, that all comes into effect too. So it's all sitting there. Waiting for you. I still, you know, you think it's Ravens still?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's defense, though, still gives me a lot of reason.
And their offense gives me reason to think they're coming back to the pack. I think Russell Wilson will be the starter there eventually here still. And I know Justin Fields has played well.
I don't know. And then you look at the Bengals' defense has given up 104 points in 4 games. No one's even close in the North. Not even close. Steelers have only given up 53. The Ravens have given up 88. Even the Browns have only given up 87 points. It's that fact that they've only scored 66. That looks so ugly. I'm looking at the Patriots have only scored 52, and the Dolphins have scored 45. And we all know what shape they're in as far as their quarterback's concerned. So, I don't know. All those things sitting there, you know who we can ask more questions to? Andrew Siciliano from the Browns Radio Network. He'll join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.